Thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7, that's our passage today. For to us a child is born, Isaiah writes, to us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulders. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The increase of his government of peace and of peace, there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Let's think through this passage and just think about the words that Isaiah uses to describe Jesus. First, Jesus is the Wonderful Counselor. I can go to him anytime for anything. Never too busy, no appointments needed. Always understands. He sympathizes with my weaknesses. He has been tempted in every area as I have been tempted, as I am tempted, and yet never gave in. He didn't. His perfect counsel corrects my selfish thinking and gives guidance to my foolish heart. Jesus, in this passage, is the mighty God. All things were created by him and for him. Apart from him, nothing was made that has been made. He touched blind eyes and they saw. He touched withered limbs, and they were normal and healthy. He calmed the raging storm with his word. He raised the dead. He conquered death. He is fully God and fully man. Jesus is the everlasting Father, this verse teaches us. He's eternal. The word became flesh in a manger, but there has never been a time when Jesus was not, nor will there ever be a time when Jesus is not. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He reigns as King and one day will bring peace to the earth. But now he brings peace to the heart. He said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled and do not be afraid. For unto us a child is born. Enter the King. Exit the darkness. The light of the world has come." Let's talk to God about our passage today. Father, thank you for demonstrating your love by sending your Son, the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And thank you for sending your Son to die in my place on the cross. Tell me to respond appropriately to such tremendous, unfathomable love. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.